The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
ZDA has disclosed that it recorded 14.71 billion United States dollars in investments between 2021 and 2025 out of a total commitment of 89.31 billion United States dollars. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested one Tanzanian national and two Zambians in separate operations targeting drug-related offenses. In international news, controversy grows in DRC over alleged tolerance of anti-Tutsi rhetoric. And in sports news, government saddened by Chipolopolo AFCON performance.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Sue Elanji Molenga. The Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, has disclosed that it recorded 14.71 billion United States dollars in investments between 2021 and 2025 out of a total commitment of 89.31 billion United States dollars. During the end of the year media briefing on actualized investments, ZDA Director General Albert Halwamba stated that the actualized investments were based on responses from 779 out of 2,065 firms contacted. Mr. Halwamba added that the manufacturing sector recorded the highest investment of 5.54 billion United States dollars, representing 37.67%, while the mining sector recorded 5.7 billion United States dollars, representing 34.45%. Third was transport sector with the investment record of 1.53 billion United States dollars, representing 10.38%. The energy sector sat at sixth position with a total investment of 345.5 million United States dollars. In terms of provincial, Lusaka actualized 7.29 billion United States dollars, representing 49.57%. Northwestern and Copperbelt provinces recorded 3.19 billion United States dollars and 2.92 billion United States dollars, representing 21.66% and 19.85% respectively. In a separate development, President Hakainde Hichilema has declared 29 December a public holiday to officially recognize the commemoration of the declaration of Zambia as a Christian nation. The head of state directed Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, to begin the necessary legal processes to give effect to the declaration. Speaking during the 34th commemoration of the declaration of Zambia as a Christian nation, President Hichilema added that the church and government are partners, not adversaries, as they both serve the same people. The president also paid tribute to former President Frederick Chiluba for declaring Zambia a Christian nation and commended successive presidents for upholding the country's Christian identity, noting that Chiluba's vision was for a united nation founded on genuine Christian values.
To consolidate this day, to reinforce it, we shall make it a legal position that this is beyond what it is already. Engrave it to work together to rationalize and consolidate so that we can have a wonderful day like this and it sits well between Christmas and the New Year. FTJ ought to be celebrated. Let's celebrate him indeed. This government, 34 years down the road, reaffirms FTJ's declaration and commitment that Zambia shall remain a Christian nation.
In another development, the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested one Tanzanian national and two Zambians in separate operations targeting drug-related offenses, DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba has confirmed. In Kawe District, 48-year-old Kalombowe Mulambia of Chisamba was arrested for trafficking in cannabis found in possession of 19 prepacks, 168 balls of cannabis and seeds weighing a total of 9.3 kilograms. DEC Public Relations Officer stated that in Mumbua District, 27-year-old Yvonne Hampunga was arrested for trafficking in 73 balls of cannabis and loose cannabis weighing about 1.2 kilograms. Mr. Tamba explained at Chirundu Border Post, 35-year-old Tanzanian Burton Msema Mwasaga was arrested for trafficking in acetone, a controlled precursor chemical concealed in 276 bottles aboard a bus from South Africa. He added that deck officers also see drug-related items, including marijuana crushes, rolling papers, acrylic water pipes, trays of separating cannabis seeds, and a test tube linked to a suspect currently on the run. Mr. Tamba added that all suspects are in custody and will appear in court, and he reminded the public that drug trafficking is a serious offence under Zambian law and urged reporting of suspicious persons or luggage. In a separate development, the Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, is calling on governments to entrust the Zambia National Service, ZNS, with the responsibility of grading roads under the Constitution Development Fund, CDF. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma believes that entrusting ZNS with road projects will not only enhance accountability, but also deliver tangible results for the people. Mr. Ngoma has therefore reaffirmed his organization's commitment to supporting policies and initiatives that strengthen local government and ensure that public resources are managed effectively. In a statement, Mr. Ngoma emphasized that the defense wing has a proven track record in infrastructure development, which makes it the most suitable institution to handle this responsibility. In international news, controversy is growing in the Democratic Republic of Congo over alleged government tolerance of anti-Tutsi rhetoric. President Felix Tshisekedi met on December 22nd with two Congolese expatriates from the United States, Jean-Claude Muvenga and Kalonji Kabamba Walumulumba. Officials say the talks focused on national unity and sovereignty, but critics say the meeting sent the wrong message. The following day, Muvenga posted highly inflammatory content online, using dehumanizing language and praising armed groups accused of targeting Kinyarwanda-speaking civilians. Meanwhile, the army spokesperson, Major General Sylvian Ekenge, has been suspended following the controversial remarks about Tutsi women. The army says the comments were discriminatory and do not reflect the position of the government, the military command, or President Felix Tshisekedi, stressing they were made in personal capacity. Still in international news, Guineans are waiting anxiously for the outcome of the country's first presidential election since the 2021 military coup, with expectations high that the vote could mark a turning point after years of political uncertainty. Polls closed on Sunday following a tightly controlled election widely expected to favor junta leader General Mamamadi Doumbouya, who led the coup that removed the former president Alpha Conde and has overseen a four-year political transition. For many voters, the priority is less about personalities and more about development and stability. The election was held under a new constitution that allows military leaders to run for office and extend the presidential terms from 5 to 7 years. Only 9 candidates were approved, with several prominent opposition figures barred in living in exile. Some opposition parties boycotted the vote, citing concerns over transparency, contributing to low turnout in some parts of the country. As provisional results were expected within 48 hours, many Guineans say their hope is simple, that whoever wins will finally deliver economic progress and lasting stability. Zambia's AFCON campaign came to a disappointing end as the Chipolopolo boys were comprehensively beaten 3-0 by Morocco, bowing out of the tournament at the group stage. We take a short break and return shortly with a sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM. iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.za and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details, or simply check your account status, iCare has got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience